ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. We're joined today on the phone by Judge Vance Day. He's the president of Promise Keepers, and our own Dennis Poper. He is a co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Great to be here.
Oh, great to be here.
I was waiting for you, Vance.
Well,
and I was waiting for you.
Judge Day, I've got to ask you, because in my life, you know, I've always called basketball God's game. Who are you picking in the NCAA tournament tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to confess something here on the radio, guys. I don't give one.
You know, I even watched the girls' championship game yesterday, which Stanford won by one over the University of Arizona. Wow. Third time they beat them this year. I just love the drama of basketball, really of any championship game. Football's the same way. And I'm just excited to have you both here because I know that along with a lot of men, sports and sports venues. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2021 Promise Keepers Men's Conference coming up, the 16th and 17th of July. That's going to be exciting. And Dennis, with New Mexico Men of Honor, I know you do some cooperating ministry with Promise Keepers. Tell us about what you're doing.
Yeah. So, New Mexico Men of Honor, you know, we fall in the same lines as Promise Keepers. We try to funnel guys together, bring them together from all walks of life, different churches, and we just want to get together and worship and fellowship together and then have them get encouraged with each other through just meeting other men there, and then we want to push them out back into churches to start discipling each other. And so we're all about just building up the body of Christ in a men's setting and encourage one another because we need help. We're all desperate for help, right?
And you have an event coming up April 30th. And Judge Day's going to be here for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on there.
So excited for Judge Vance Day to come. He has graciously accepted the offer. Last time it was here talking with you, Jim,
yes.
I asked him on air, and he said he would. And so he's made good on the promise, and he's coming. We're excited to have him be our special speaker, and it's going to be a great night because he's such a wonderful man that, you know, he's a knucklehead like all of us, and I just can't wait to hear his heart and come and share with everybody. He is a very special man that loves the Lord, and he will do anything to reach out to men. It's amazing.
Yeah. Judge Day, you took over the presidency of Promise Keepers here. When was that? Now, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I joined Promise Keepers 3 years ago as COO, and then the board called me to be president about 2 years ago.
All right. Well, and I know that you've been anxiously awaiting an opportunity to bring men together in literally almost the brand new AT&T Stadium, of course, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, and you've been excited to have. When Dennis says he's bringing a few men together, he's talking about a couple hundred. You're talking about thousands coming together. Tell us about that event planned for July.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jim. You know, about a month ago, we were limited to about 20,000 men. And we'd already, you know, had sold 12,000 tickets. So we only had 8,000 if they were going to, under COVID rules, hold us to that. And all of a sudden, Governor Abbott there in Texas said, well, we're open for business. And that changed the, you know, circumstances dramatically. So we've been working with AT&T Stadium, and we believe we're going to be able to have 80,000 guys there. There's no formal decision yet. We're working with government officials. We're always testing the water. We want to be responsible. But I'm going to push the envelope. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to push it. We're going to keep people safe. We're going to, you know, be respectful, all that good stuff. But we believe God wants to call men together. When you get thousands of men together in a stadium environment to worship, to repent, to restore relationships, and to be reinvigorated with an understanding of what God wants to do, not only in them, it is such an inspiring event. And it's not just meant to be an event. I mean, think about it this way, guys. 80,000 guys there in that stadium. But the real audience, I mean, that's like a stage with 80,000 men. But we're pumping it out through the internet, through live casting, through live streaming to 5 million men. Hmm. So if you can't make it to AT&T Stadium, you ought to talk to your church about being a host for the live stream. It's real simple. And all you got to go to is Promise Keepers. That's one word, promisekeepers.org/event, promisekeepers.org, and look up the information. Become a host if you can't make it, because it's going to blow men's socks off.
Hmm. Judge Day, what is the role of man, of a man, in God's eyes? And why is it easier to teach men that when they're standing next to each other?
I put it this way, Jim. It's a really good question. You know, God calls us his sons when we enter a relationship with him. So that gives us authority, to bring his will from heaven to earth. And when we do that, it really calls men. The role of a man is to be to provide a consistently steady presence for those that he's given authority over. That means his family. A consistent, steady presence of strength, giving them a sense of protection, provision, an understanding that a man is there to plan with his wife and his family, to play with them and promote them. A man is that sense of, provides that sense of steadiness and strength in our communities, our churches, and women. You know, people ask me all the time, Judge, why do you care so much about men? And I say, you know, actually, I don't. I care about women and children. But when men become men, then women and children get to become what they are called to be, because they're protected and provided for. So that's what I believe. We emulate his son, Jesus. We are to represent him or re-present him, re-present him to others here on earth. And a man does that by being strong and steady.
Mm-hmm. Dennis, in your first comments today, you mentioned that you send men back to their churches to strengthen their churches. Why do you think it's so important for men to come together from other churches in the same community?
We're one body of Christ, and we need unity. You know, I was just reading through Genesis earlier this week, and it was just interesting how many, you know, all the clans, the different, everybody's going every ditch which way from Noah. And but yet they wanted to get together, these different clans, and so they were in different places. And, you know, mankind always wants to get together to do something great together. Well, God is in a movement with Promise Keepers, and Brian Allred, who is really the founder of New Mexico Men of Honor, he saw that movement. He asked me, hey, do you want to get connected with this and start something with me? And I said, yeah, this would be awesome. So that's what we're seeing, is we're seeing a movement of God to get men together, for us to gather together. Why? Because there's opposition. There is an evil one that's trying to destroy the family unit. As Vance was just saying, women and children will, they will benefit from a man that is strong, that will stand up and tell the truth and live for God. They will be benefit from that, and there will be a beautiful marriage in that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're excited to bring men together, one body of Christ, and then, yes, very much so, encourage them to get into their churches, lift up their pastors, pray for their pastors, and get the men's ministry going strong by just discipling each other.
Mm. Judge Day, this is way off the little question topic list that I gave you, but I want to read you something. Every day corresponding with the day of the month, I read a chapter of Proverbs. So today's the 5th. So today I wanted to, I was reading this and it just hit home. Proverbs 5:21-23, it says, "For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path that he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness." And that's from the New Living Translation, which I thought was particularly pointed to what we're going to talk about today. And, you really feel like men can help each other escape these sins and these ropes, and God uses other men in our lives to help do that.
Absolutely. We are called to be connected. We are created for connection, first with our Father in heaven, and then with each other. And men understand that men make men. We can't do it alone. I love my wife to death. Dennis and I have talked about this before, but my wife doesn't make men. Our two sons are men today. They're strong men today. They're integrous men today. They are courageous men today because they watched me. And I watched my father, who gave me a code of conduct. He wasn't a biblical man, but he passed along to me a code of conduct written down. And it was well understood what was expected of me. And so we have to, as men, do life together, because I'm protected when I have close brothers who are walking beside me to remind me that integrity is what God expects of us at all times, not just keeping the rules. It's not about keeping the rules. It's about doing life with other men and having an adventure with God Almighty. And from that, we walk clean before our Lord. For as Proverbs 5 says, He knows the ways of a man. He knows every step. So when we walk with other brothers, we learn to do what's right when no one's looking. Because we got brothers who are going to call us on it. And that's important.
While you were speaking, I couldn't help but think back to the days of high school. A lot of men that I know came to faith in Christ in high school through various parachurch ministries, like I came to faith through a ministry called Young Life. I know others that came to faith through Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And in those kinds of that kind of atmosphere, we were accountable to our teammates. We were accountable to the men that we were in school with. But then you graduate, and if you're not playing college sports, or some, if you're not intricately involved with your church, that accountability kind of tends to fall away, doesn't it, Judge Day?
It does. And there were thousands of men who stood before me who had lost a connection with those who would hold them accountable, do life with them, love on them, be for them. And I would be sentencing them sometimes to long prison terms because they stepped, you know, it was just one little step out of integrity, and pretty soon it was a slide down a hill from which they thought they could never, you know, recover. And so the key is to find men who are like-minded, who love Jesus, who are willing to put him above everything else and do life with him. My dad was a 3-year letterman. He was a college, you know, football star, scholarships, tennis star. He taught me when I was young. He said, "Vance, you want to be a good tennis player? You find the best tennis player in the club." Excuse my term, but I'm going to quote my dad. "And he will beat your ass. But you will learn to play tennis, son." And that's the way life is. We find other men who we want to emulate. I've got probably dozens of mentors over the 48 years that I've been a believer. And I wanted to be like those men. And I got next to them. I did life with them. I mean, I could name people who you would just say, "Oh my gosh, you got to know him?" I said, "Yeah." And they taught me how to be a man. So men, if you're listening to this and you don't have brothers who will walk close with you, ask God to give them to you. He will do it. Keep your eyes open and build relationships with them. Get in Bible studies, like Dennis said. Go to church with them. Have a barbecue. Sit around the campfire at night and tell great stories about who God is. You will become a better man.
Amen.
Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers, is on the phone with us, along with Dennis Popper in studio with me. Dennis is the co-chair of Mexico Men of Honor. They have an event coming up on April 30th where Judge Day, again, president of Promise Keepers, is going to be visiting our fair city, Albuquerque, New Mexico, to talk with men and to encourage him as he is today with us on the radio. We've got a lot more with these two gentlemen, another 45 minutes. I don't know how we coerced them into spending the whole hour, but I'm blessed that they are. So thank you for being with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be
at Krecka Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecka Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKreckaLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A Law Firm.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-884.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept, and there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for your next mortgage loan. Maybe you're refinancing. Maybe you're looking to purchase a new home. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. They will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach Indigo on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Ben Lucero and his team at Indigo Mortgage, really, really helpful. Dennis, I want to go back to something you ask about, or I ask you about here in the first segment. You talked about the importance of bringing men together from other churches. What do you hear from those men when they go back to their churches? Is the body in those churches encouraged because of the meetings you're having with New Mexico Men of Honor?
Yes, and thanks for asking that. You know, there's nothing better than seeing a guy excited about the Lord after being with other men. So he goes, and then he shares that with other men, and it becomes contagious to want to serve God, because we're all just kind of bumping through life trying to do the best we can, and life can get mundane. But when you have somebody getting excited about what God is doing in your life, and then you share that with others, it's infectious. And so I love to see that, guys getting excited. I've had lots of guys come through my Bible study through the years. It's 28, 29 years. And some guys have gone on to be pastor, some leaders, and there's many that I have had the privilege of learning together with them, and then they go on to do other great things, and not necessarily even at this church. It's other churches as well. So it's been great to see. It's a beautiful thing when guys are seeking God and they're excited when they get together with other men. Then they go, and it's like the woman at the well. She goes and she tells them what's going on. Hey, I've met the Messiah.
Yeah, that is exciting. Judge Day, I want to go back to your one comment you made about a number of men that you've met and had fellowship with that many people would go, wow, that's really cool that you knew them. But I have a sense that those men have been vulnerable those men have shown you that they're not perfect individuals, that Jesus is Lord and the only one who's perfect, and that is ministered to you.
Absolutely. You know, my wife and I were talking the other day about how important it is that our public face, which we all have, what we show the public, that our private face, and we have those two, which we only are transparent and vulnerable with those we trust, that there's very little difference between those two faces, our private and our public face. We need both of them because we want to protect those that we love and those who may not understand. But there really shouldn't be that much distance. We need to be vulnerable. We need to express what is deep inside and not be afraid to and the pain and the difficulty, because we are human. We all experience pain. We all go through trials. But praise be to God that He moves us through those trials and gives us upgrades in our faith and our position before Him as we trust Him. And so, you know, the model, Jim, is clearly shown in James chapter 1, verse 2, where James is speaking and he's saying, guys, listen, consider it all joy. When you encounter various trials for the testing of your faith, because it makes you mature and complete, lacking nothing. And he goes on, but that's a real indication about how we should live. One, trials will come. Number two, do not be afraid of them. Actually, it's a birthday present from Jesus, guys. A trial grows us up. So when we go through trials and we expose sometimes the difficulty of those trials to those closest to us, we're vulnerable, we're transparent. It helps others grow up too. It's the secret of God's kingdom. Vulnerability and transparency in our relationship, our intimacy with Jesus.
Yeah. Judge Day, how do we tell the difference today between the truth and a lie?
Well, I'm a apprentice cabinet maker, a fine carpenter, learned with the Mennonites. I'm not Mennonite, but I had the privilege of working with them in Virginia when I was in graduate school for years. And we always used a plumb line. I used a level, different tools to tell. Even though my eye said, you know, that looks straight to me, once I put the level on, it was like, oops, gosh, I'm a bubble off. No, don't quote me, Jim. I'm really not a bubble off. But, mentally, yeah. You got to have a plumb line. You got to have a standard of truth. If you don't have a standard of truth, you will be lost. You need to know the law in the sense of what truth is. And that's why God's word is so critical. You know, He shows us the truth. And He opens the truth up to us when we have a relationship with Him, and only when we have a relationship with Him. Before I was a believer, I could read God's word, but God's word tells me that I really couldn't understand it, digest it, apply it, because I didn't have His spirit within me, inhabiting me. So truth comes from knowing God and reading His word with Him, adventuring with Him. That's the excitement about life, is that God invites us to co-labor with Him in this great adventure. He's the, you know, I think we've talked about this before, Jim, but, you know, our Father God is the greatest territorial spirit in the universe. He loves to take territory back from Satan, and He does it through His sons and daughters, and He does it through truth. When we speak truth in love, always in love, then territory gets taken back. And that's eternal riches for us as we engage this adventure in life here on earth.
I had an interesting conversation with a young man at the end of last week, and he's a young man that I've known most of his life, and he will speak as a Christian when he's around Christians, and I don't know what he does when he's not around Christians. But for the first time, we ask him directly, do you believe in God? And he's told us, no, I don't. I don't really believe in God. I've never been able to feel God. And a lot of the people that were with me after the fact were very worried about that response. And I was personally encouraged by that response, because I know what God does as soon as you tell Him, or you define your position, God goes to work because you're no longer in the middle. You're no longer that lukewarm individual. Is that something that you see these walls being break down with men at these at what you're planning to do July 16th and 17th at AT&T Stadium?
Absolutely. Frankness, good conversations based on just being transparent is what brings a man and his pain and his the true convictions of his heart, should he even know them. Many men are so confused that they don't have a core self. They don't know who they are. And that's it's actually untypical or atypical to know who you are in today's world. But that's the, I would agree with you in your analysis of this young man that you've known, that he's, when he speaks, you know, I don't really know if there's a God or not. I don't feel him. That's a conversation starter. Mm-hmm. Men hide really well. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. My wife, thank God my wife is strong because she calls me all the time. And, you know, we like to be seen as strong or this or that or whatever. And the Lord wants us to have those discussions with him and with other men. And we will do that. I'm going to do that on April 30th with New Mexico Men of Honor. I'm really looking forward to just being with guys for 3 or 4 days. And then Friday night is we're just discussing what does God expect of us and what are the awesome assets that he's given us to be warriors in his kingdom.
Dennis, who's invited to that meeting to see Judge?
Just Vance and I.
Just you and Vance. You guys are it.
You know, we are, we're calling out the cry. We're trying to get, many pastors to know leaders, men's leaders especially. And we have lots of guys that we would love to come. We know that, you know, we're going to be at the New Beginnings Church, and they can hold quite a few. They have a big church there.
Yeah, Pastor Mansfield's made that facility available.
Yeah, exactly. And so, man, we really, you know, it's great to have a strong believer come, but it's even better when a strong believer grabs a young man or a man that is struggling and needs to come back or needs to hear for the first time. The gospel is always going to be preached. One way or the other. That's what I love about Skip. He always ends up with a call to the heart of a person to say, hey, if you don't know Christ, you need to come to him. And he always gives that invitation. So we will always do that too at our events.
Is there a tendency for men both in the church and outside of the church to be isolated from other men?
Absolutely. That's, you know, we were just talking on break here about Genesis 4:7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it. Well, we had a Bible study this morning at 6 a.m. here, and I asked that question. How do you rule over it? How has God given us the tools to rule over the sin that is crouching at the door, wanting to take you over? And I got a lot of great answers, and many of them were about you read the Word of God. And as Vance was talking about, you find out what truth is, right? You find out how he wants us to live. And then you get with another man to tell him what's going on so that he can pray for you. And so prayer, seeking the Word of God, and getting counsel. Those three things, you pretty much have covered what you need to be able to overcome and rule over it. And that's a great way to great way to overcome that.
Judge Vance Day is the president of Promise Keepers, and Dennis Popper is the co-chairman of New Mexico Men of Honor. Both gentlemen will be with us another half an hour. We'll hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. Really fun things coming up. July 30th, New Mexico Men of Honor is hosting Judge Day. He'll be speaking here in Albuquerque. I understand you've got some other dates that you'll be letting us know about. We're also going to have you guys on the show the afternoon of the 30th, so we'll be reminding everybody about this. That is a free event on the 30th. Mm-hmm. And then Promise Keepers is hosting their 2021 Men's Conference at AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys. You can sign up at promisekeepers.org. And there's just a ton of other information for you. When we get back, we'll talk to Judge Day a little bit more about that. And Judge Day, I want to ask you when we come back a little bit about being a judge and sitting in judgment over men. And that was really an interesting comment that you gave us in our first segment. So I hope everybody will stay with us. We'll be right back.
After a long season of fear and anxiety fueled by an endless stream of bad news, you're invited to experience still waters. Rest in the Lord's goodness and mercy as He restores our souls and calms our anxious hearts at the Sheology Spring Gathering, Restore, Calm My Anxious Heart. Saturday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the amphitheater at Calvary Church on Osuna in Albuquerque. Experience a full day of worship with special musical guest New Beginnings Choir. And an encouraging message from Lenya Heitzig.
You don't need another teaching. You don't need another book. You don't need another tape. You don't need another combo. What you need is to see God.
Plus, a pop-up market, food trucks, photo booth, coffee and tea, tasty treats, and refreshing fellowship. Sheology's Spring Gathering. Restore. Calm my anxious heart. Tickets available now. Details at Sheology.com.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
When Christ's earthly ministry was over, He gathered His disciples together and He commissioned them. And by extension, every generation was commissioned with the same thing. We're to be serious about propagating the gospel. The central verb in that passage, it's straightforward. It's noticeably uncomplicated. It's just simply to make disciples. Now, the three words that surround it remind us of the phases of that. We're to be baptizing them, which means we've got to reach them with the gospel. We've got to then teach them to observe everything that Christ commanded. And then we've got to get out there and do what the disciples did. They went out to make these disciples. So Christ gave us a clear directive, a promise to be with us until the work is done. So let's get out there today and start working to get that job done.
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Judge Vance Day is the president of Promise Keepers. They have an amazing event coming up. It's the Promise Keepers 2021 Men's Conference, July 16th and 17th at AT&T Stadium. AT&T Stadium is really just a beautiful facility, home of the Dallas Cowboys, and what a spectacular place to have everybody together, Judge Day.
It's going to be awesome. You think about, one, the facility. You wouldn't want to be out in an outdoor stadium in Dallas at the end of July. I mean, anytime in July. It's hot. But yeah. This stadium, I'll be down in Dallas next week where operations and production will be there with me, and our whole team will be going through it again. You know, I've been in there, I guess, I don't know, 10, if not 20 times walking through it with my team. This is all coming together. And like I said earlier in the program, we anticipate that with the new COVID rules that we are likely to be able to have 80,000 guys there. But whatever number we have, Jim, you know, it will be an amazing event, and we will bring some amazing speakers, great musicians. We'll be releasing those names in about 2 weeks and finalizing all the agreements. The program looks really good. And the simulcast sites are being set up across the world as we speak. Mm. So we have in our heart that this is really kind of a catalytic spark, which could lead to the third great awakening. Mm. Not because of Promise Keepers, but because of men. When men step into their role, when they receive the mantle that God has for the sons of God, which includes women. Women are sons of God, you know. And when men step into that role, though, it changes everything. The world, the atmosphere, when men become servant leaders and love their wives as Christ has called them to and do the things that, you know, imitate Jesus, this world could change dramatically.
Well, you indicated in an earlier segment that you love men, but you love their wives and their children more. And the whole reason you're doing this is that they will become the men that they need. What does it mean to be a spiritual leader of your family, Judge Day?
Recognizing that God has given you not only the capacity to lead, I mean, the ability to lead. Many men feel like they, because of their past, they cannot lead or they're not worthy of leadership. Well, that's just bovine material.
frankly. Mm. It's not true. God, when your heart is renewed, men, in Jesus Christ, and you take on his identity and he begins living through you, he calls you worthy and he will train you up. But a man has not only is given capacity to lead and love, but he's given the authority, he's given the job, he's given the responsibility. God's not going to look at my wife and say, are your children raised up, Maddie, in the ways of the Lord? Scripture says he looks at me. I'm the father. I'm the husband. It is my job to be the servant king of my family, to sacrifice myself as Christ sacrificed himself for his bride. I'm not to put myself first. I'm to put my wife, my children, you know, first. That's what God calls me to do. When I do that, and I do it with him, with my brothers, you know, I've got friends in this community. I've only been living here in this part of Oregon for a couple of years. One right now is helping me build a house out there. I can call my brother Gabe, and I've done it when I've been on the road, and say, Gabe, I need you to get back to my house and help Maddie. The pipes are frozen. And I know my brother Gabe or my brother Shane or my brother Jason or my brother Kevin here in this community will do that for me. Mm. Why? Because these men have done life with me for the last 2 years. And they know that I love my wife and I will die for her. Just as they know that I love them and I would give up my life for them.
Yes.
That type of unity changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dennis was mentioning off the air during our last break that you're going to be broadcasting the men's conference in many different languages. Tell us a little bit about that. But it also brought to me a thought that maybe I've got American vision in that I don't think men in other parts of the world are facing the same temptations and difficulties that men in America are. I'm wrong about that, aren't I?
Well, you and I both, I think we all share that in many ways. We get, you know, North American-centric, American-centric. You know, we even down to our community-centric, I guess I would say. But no, the challenges that men face across this world are, you know, the same in many ways. Now, we're at different levels. If you're striving to just to make a dollar a day in some of the countries that this broadcast will go into, this live stream, you've got some different issues, but you still struggle with the purient interests of the negative, the soiling of our culture, reaching out to wherever you are in the world and pulling you into one of those sin traps. So every man struggles with those issues, no matter where you are. And so what we're trying to do is speak in this conference about what affects every man, everywhere, every place, at every time. Mm. And the neat thing is, Jim, and it just blew me away, I didn't know that this technology had been developed, and it really hadn't been till last year. But we're one of the first, in fact, truth be told, we're talking to Guinness Book of World Records about setting a world record. Mm-hmm. Is it that big a deal? No, it's not. But it's a fun thought that we could be the first conference to broadcast to as many men as we can. Our goal is 5 million in as many languages simultaneously. Think about that.
Wow.
That if you're in Bangladesh or Indonesia or Russia or Germany, wherever you are, that you can listen and read the subtext and hear it auditorily in your own language as they are doing the conference in Dallas. Mm. That's amazing. Yeah. We can do 105 different languages and dialects through AI automatically. It's amazing what's going to happen. So that's why we're reaching out to 5 million men in their own language.
It sounds like that may be one of the few silver linings to COVID. All this technology has been brought forth, and absolutely Promise Keepers and New Mexico Men of Honor is using it to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dennis, Judge Day mentioned earlier some lies that men believe. What are some of the lies that men believe that are not true?
That's a great question, because you're asking me something that I struggle with. You know, there's lies that, oh, if I just have this, I'll be happy. If I make a little more money, if I get a better job, if I have a prettier woman, if I have all these different things we can chase after, and that makes you think you can have happiness through that. And happiness and joy are two different things. Happiness will last for a little while, but joy will last a lifetime. So what are some of the things that are lies? Well, Satan likes to wrap them up in a beautiful present with a bow on it to think that, yeah, this is what I need. But you know what? As Judge Vance Day said earlier, when you know what the truth is, you can escape all kinds of problems by just going, well, you know what? I know that my heart and my desire is to go over there, but the Bible says I need to seek him and pursue him, and he'll give me the joys of my heart and joys of his heart. And so once I do that, he is able to bless me, and I stay out of all kinds of trouble because I listen to the word of God, the truth, instead of just chasing after my heart. So, yeah, you chase after your own heart, you're going to end up in a train wreck in many different ways. And we're making those decisions every day, little decisions every day, to follow your own heart instead of God. And we pay for that every day. There's you sow and then you reap. And that happens every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that encouragement very much. Judge Day, I wanted to ask you about the return of Promise Keepers. A lot of people were familiar when the coach at the University of Colorado started Promise Keepers. It kind of disappeared. Is the return of Promise Keepers coincidental or providential as we emerge from this time of crisis in our country?
Great question.
Well, I tend to believe, of course, that it's providential because our Father has a plan. He has crafted that plan. The beauty of that plan, though, Jim, is that he created liberty of conscience. He created liberty in our hearts so we could choose him or not choose him. There are always two trees in our garden. And so, yes, it's providential in the sense that God desires to raise up many, many men through the relationships with other men. And that's what Promise Keepers is about. And yet he also allows organizations to go through seasons, and Promise Keepers, you know, went through the typical seasons that men go through, with spring and a summer, a time of harvest, and then a time of dormancy, winter. And so there were some years where Promise Keepers was reasonably inactive, but then he put new fresh blood into it. He gave us a purpose, and really the signs of the times have confirmed that purpose. Number one, men are desperate to know who they are. Number two, our world has discarded men, disrespected men, and particularly men who fall into certain categories. You know, you're not wanted anymore, says the world. And God says the opposite. I have a purpose for you. I've created you. I have brought you, you know, forth that what he began, a good work in you, he will carry it out into completion in the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 1:6. And so men know that they're created to do good works, which God has, you know, planned for them since before they were born, even thought of. And so when you give men a mission and they understand that they're to do it with other men, and what they do will better their world, their family, their community, their church, men sign up. They get involved because that's God's plan for them. So that's why Promise Keepers is back in this difficult time in human history.
Very encouraging. Dennis, as we're trying to figure out the truth by observing politics in our country, how should we be praying for our leadership?
You know, I was just thinking about that. As Judge was talking about what has brought Promise Keepers back, is that we're in a place and time right now like never before. And yes, through history, since the beginning of times, there's tidal waves one way or the other of men rising and doing well in, with the Lord, and then doing very terrible with the Lord, and it just ebb and flows. Israel was doing great, and then they were doing terrible. And right now we're going in a direction that is not the direction that God has for us in as a nation. And so that forces us, I mean, just think about what just wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, all of these things that have challenged everybody in the church, outside the church. So we all have had to try and find our truth of what God has called me to do. And so we need to seek the Lord like never before. And this is a great time in history that men of God need to stand strong and bold and not be afraid to say what truth is and to proclaim the gospel, because it's so easy to shrink back with this kind of cancer culture going on right now. Mm. And so it's easy to just like, oh, I don't think I'm going to say anything here. Well,
Dennis, because of your involvement with America Prays and New Mexico Prays, and our good friend Brian Allred and Richard Mansfield, who's now the chair of New Mexico Prays, you are familiar with men that are leading a group of people 24/7 that are actually praying for our leadership regardless of their political position.
Even more, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we need to pray for our leaders. Absolutely. I pray for our leaders. We, as a group, pray for our leaders. We want them to hear from God, and we want them to seek God and know God. So we all do that together as a group of men and the group of guys that I'm with.
Mm. Judge Vance Day, the president of Promise Keepers, is on the phone with us this afternoon. Dennis Popper, he's the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor, in studio with me. The Promise Keepers Men's Conference is coming up July 16th and 17th at AT&T Stadium. You can go to promisekeepers.org to sign up for that event. Get other kinds of information. You can even possibly be a host of the telecast.
Yeah.
If you can't make it out to the event. And Judge Vance Day is going to give us more information about that. But Judge Day, I have a question for you. When we get back, I'm going to ask you to tell me what you hope a man will say to his wife upon returning from this 2021 Promise Keepers Conference. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last July 19, Pastor Mahesh was guest teaching at a Friday night prayer service in Tamil Nadu State, India, when three Hindu radicals interrupted the meeting. Before bystanders could intervene, the radicals beat Pastor Mahesh with a metal rod, causing severe trauma to his head. He was immediately rushed to the hospital. Once admitted, hospital staff determined the men had also fractured his left shoulder. Please pray for Pastor Mahesh's recovery, that it will be swift and without complications. Pray for his family's provision while he is unable to work, and pray that the three extremists will come to a saving faith in Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Here's Rob West with today's Money Wise Minute.
There are two kinds of people in this world: those who have a financial lifeboat and those who don't. What is it, you ask? Well, it's an emergency fund. This lifeboat is just money set aside in a savings account for when you sail into rough financial waters. And we all do. If you don't have one, sinking into debt is your only other option. You have to use a credit card or borrow some other way when the car breaks down or when the water heater explodes. Set a goal to save $1,500, then keep saving. Your ultimate goal is 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in the bank in case you lose your job or suffer some other financial setback. For help, go to moneywise.org. Start building your lifeboat today.
KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Holly and Dave Slade and their whole team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors. They're sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Judge Vance Day, president of Promise Keepers, on the phone with us this afternoon. Dennis Popper in studio. He's the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor. Judge Day, what do you think about that question? What do you hope a man will say to his wife upon returning home from the 2021 Promise Keepers Men's Conference, July 16th and 17th?
I think a clear understanding of the difference between men and women needs to be discussed quickly before I answer that question. You know, men desire respect. When I get disrespected from my wife, let's say, and she does it once in a while, I withdraw. I go to my man cave. I just kind of say, okay, fine, whatever, and I walk away. It's not a good thing. I'm just being transparent with you. Mm. Women need to know they're loved, that they're attuned to. I'm a lawyer. I'm a fixer. I'm a builder. So my wife tells me a problem, I want to fix it. That's not what she needs 99% of the time. She's much smarter than I am. She doesn't need me to fix the problem. She needs me to listen to her and attune to her and just be with her. And men don't do that. So in answer to your question, what I think every man should do when he comes back from the Promise Keepers Conference is do like he did when he first asked his wife to marry him. Get down on one knee, open his hands up and say, sweetheart, I am choosing to love you for the remainder of my days. I know I've made mistakes in the past. I know I've been that dumbo who just didn't listen. And I want to change. I'm not sure I know how all the time, but I'm committed to it. I need your help, and I'm going to be reaching out to the help of other men so that I can be the best man, the best husband, the best father, and really the best friend for you for the remainder of the days that we have. Please forgive me for those things that I've done in the past. I don't want to repeat them. So let's walk forward from this moment together with a new vision. And then, guys, if you say that, you got to mean it. It's not just some trite thing. You know, you've got to be committed to be men of honor, men of Jesus, to be really servant kings to your wife. She should be your best friend.
Hey, Vance,
can you
go ahead and email that to me? I think I need to try that.
Yeah, I'm sitting back going, well, I didn't do that in 27 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's
now,
awesome.
I appreciate you sharing that very much. Dennis, New Mexico Men of Honor, you're bringing Judge Day in. Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you'll be visiting Albuquerque, Judge Day, on April 30th?
You know, I've only been in Albuquerque twice in my life. Once when my dad was doing his military duty there when I was six. Mm. And then about 10 years ago when I was part of the RNC, we had a meeting there. But I'm sure looking forward. I love New Mexico, and I love my brother Dennis and his men. This is going to be fun.
Yeah,
it really will. And Dennis, you've expanded your leadership team. You've got a couple new additions to your board that I was excited to read about. Will you tell us about your leadership team with New Mexico Men of Honor?
Well, you know, the founder of our New Mexico Men of Honor is Brian Allred, so I talk to him every so often. And then we have Bishop David Cooper. He is on our board as well. And then we have Steve Stucker as co-chair. And then, Bishop John Hill, he's, also on our board. And then, of course, Richard Mansfield. So, one other guy that we just added, and this guy is just a lot of fun to be around, Jim Engelman. He's from Chicago. He's a go-getter. He's a younger man that, just loves the Lord and has all kinds of energy. So I've been, trying to plug into him and get more energy out of him. So, yes, those are the guys. I need to update my website on getting him on there as well.
Judge Dan, I don't know if I can eloquently ask you this question, but I'm going to try. Do men understand the difference between hard work and complicated when it comes to being a spiritual leader in their home? It seems to me that it's not complicated, but it requires some creativity, consistency, and hard work.
Well, I agree with your answer there, you know, answering your own question, Jim. You're good at that. I like you in that way. That's pretty good. It is complicated from the out, in the sense of when you look at what a man has to do from the outside. But once you're in the journey and you're planting good seed, that good seed will respond to the law of reciprocity. And the law of reciprocity is really simple. If you plant corn, you don't get rutabagas. And so when a man is planting good seed and begins to do that, to change course, that's what repenting is. It's changing course. It's going in the opposite direction. And when men begin to plant good seed just in their small daily actions, those seeds take root and they grow as long as we continue in that path. And so complicated actually becomes easy over time because it becomes second nature. So if you stood back and you analyzed it, everything a man has to do, it would scare the bejeebas out of you. I mean, I'd soil my britches if I had to do everything that I think I need to do. But when God begins that adventure with us and we plant good seed, then it starts to become real simple. It's hard work, but it becomes second nature. That's the beauty of it.
Dennis, tell us about your event, April 30th. Judge Day is going to be in town. Tell us about New Mexico Men of Honor's event on April 30th.
Yeah, so it's going to be at New Beginnings Church, and that's going to be April 30th. And it'll be, at 5 o'clock, have food trucks show up so you guys can come and get something to eat and have fellowship together. About 6:30 is when the event will start. We'll have worship, and we'll have prayer. I also have some great Promise Keepers paraphernalia to hand out and to throw around the crowd. And then we'll have a great message by Vance. And stick around because we'll also have some other events that, I say stick around. He's going to be sticking around for 4 days. And I've got him booked up pretty well at speaking at different things. And one of them is Steel Bridge. And it's going to be a great time for him to speak to those guys. And we're going to have some cool things to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to have Travis on the show, the director of Steel Bridge. And, of course, they operate with a lot of support from Legacy Church. So some of the leadership at Legacy is going to be also joining us on the program. Wonderful ministry. It's really they book themselves or bill themselves as a transformation center. They don't want to just be a place to house homeless men and women. They want to help them transform their lives. Yeah. And that really, Judge Day, is what you guys are all about. With 2 minutes left, will you call out the men in our community to take action and become the men God wants them to be, and then pray for us to close the show?
Absolutely. Men, God has created you for a purpose. He's destined you to become great. That's His heart. We're supposed to emulate Jesus, and that's hard. But when the Holy Spirit comes inside of us, He begins that work. So I invite you to come to the April 30th meeting with New Mexico Men of Honor. Just come, enjoy, ask questions, get to know your brothers. And think about coming to the Dallas event, July 16th and 17th. It will be life-changing, not just a mountaintop event, but one that follows you into the valley where we all live. We don't live on top of mountains. We live in the valley where life is tough. And we need men who will be tough with us and alongside us. That's what life is about. So, men, let me pray over you. Father, thank you, Lord God, for your great grace. Thank you for resurrecting Jesus to show that we can be cleansed and be adopted into your family. Thank you for the charge that you've given men to do life with you and to do life with each other. And Father, thank you that you are relentless in your pursuit of us. Bring men to your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Judge Day, blessed to hear from you today. We'll look forward to seeing you on April 30th. We'll have you on the show that afternoon. Dennis Poper, thank you both for joining us today.
And thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.